To ensure a steady flow of migrant farm workers, farm owners built labor camps where many Manung and Manung lived with their children. The design and condition of these housing units varied. Some were built as barracks, where many transient men would live. Others housed single families. Typically, they were maintained to barely passable conditions, but Manung and Manung transformed them into homes where they could relax and play. In this interview, Shirley Anchetta, the daughter of Julio Valiente and Delfina Rivera Anchetta, describes a typical scene in a labor camp. The interview is paired with a photograph from the Kowaling family collection, which depicts Manung inside of a camp on their day off.
Who else?
Yeah,
were
usually
there?
It was the same cook.
Uh-huh.
There would be one person sitting at a table playing solitaire. There'd be a Playboy calendar on the wall somewhere, or a Mexican calendar on the wall somewhere from a grocery store. And there would be lots of food. The women who would come, like the wives, like my mom and other, they get busy cooking the pastries, the things that she would make out of the sweet rice flour, mm-hmm. and fry up and put the brown sugar and stuff on top of it and the mm-hmm. coconut milk. So they would get busy doing that while the men did the butchering and they go down to the beach if it was low tide and do the mussels. My brother and I, you know, our parents would say, okay, we're going to camp. And we thought, well, why are we going to go to the real camp? Because we were thinking summer camp. You always say we're going to go to camp and we're going to go see those guys. And my mom would say, don't talk like that. Because these are our friends. They got stuck over here. This is their life.
Mm-hmm.